18 lines from the top. The Gemara was the Mishnah was saying that on Rosh Hashanah we say the long Musaf, Malchius, Zechreinus, and Shefris, the various different brachas. And the whole question is, what do you say what and where? Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, what do you say when? Do you blow? Don't you blow? So then the Gemara asked all the way at the beginning, what do we learn out? You say Malchius, Zechreinus, and Shefris. So the Gemara brought a proof for Zechreinus, and the Gemara brought a proof for Shefris. So now the Gemara says, Minayin Shemin Malchius. How do I know that we say the bracha of Malchius? Okay? So it says, it's even with, in here. Mm-hmm. So it says, Tanya, because we learned in a braisa, Rabbi says, it says in the Pasuk as follows, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am God, your God. And it says, B'chedesh HaShvi Zu Malchus. And then the Pasuk continues, in the seventh month. And in the seventh month it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am God, your God. It's a proof you have to say, Malchus. Rabbi Yosef says, Ein Etzarch, you don't need this Pasuk. Why? Because it says, Ani Oim, it says already in the Pasuk, V'hoya Lacham Nazikarin, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, that it should be a remembrance before Hashem, Shein Talmud Leim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then right away it says afterwards, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It says Lifnei Elokeichem. Lifnei Elokeichem means before your God. So why does it have to say again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem? So that teaches us in the next pasuk, said Bana Av, this is a source for all places, that L'chol Mokum Shenamar B'Zechreinus. Whenever it says Zechreinus, Yil Malchius Imoim, you should say Malchius. Meaning, the pasuk says, V'hoya Lacham Nazikaren, which is Zechreinus, remembrances, and then it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is extra. That teaches us that whenever there's a remembrance of Hashem, you have to say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you have to say Malchius, the Psukim, the God is King. Then the Gemara, the Braisa continues and says as follows, V'heichen Emra L'Kedusha Sayyem. Where do you say the Psukim about the Kedusha of the day? Meaning as follows, in the Musaf, like we learned, there's Malchius, Zechreinus, and Shefris. In addition to that, you have to talk about the day. Okay, now where do you say the day? Before, after, during, when do you say it? So Tanya, we learned in the Braisa as follows, is an argument. Rabbi says, in Malchius Emra, you say it with Malchius. Meaning, right after Akela Kodesh, you start Malchius, and in the middle of Malchius, you speak about the holiness of the day. So the Gemara says, why? Why does Rabbi say that? So he says, very simple. Ma metzina b'chol mokim b'raviyas, just like in every Shabbos, right? In Shabbos, we know we have seven brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, right? You have the first three, the regular three. Then you have the last three, Ritzei, until the end of Shemoneh Esrei. And in the middle, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Baruch Atah Hashem, on Yom Tov, we say, Mekadesh Yisro V'Azmanim. So a whole year, where do we mention the holiness of the day? Right after the first three. Right after the first three brachas, you talk about the greatness of the day. So the same thing on Rosh Hashanah, right after the first three brachas. So the next set is Malchius. So in the fourth bracha, you mention the Kedusha of the day. That's what Rabbi holds. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, in Zechreinus Emra, you don't say with Malchius, you say with the next set of bracha Zechreinus. Why? He says, very simple. Ma metzina b'chol mokim, just like in every Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Kedusha of the day is said in the middle bracha, av kam be'emse. Here it also has to be in the middle. What does this mean? Shabbos, altogether there's seven brachas. There's the first three, the last three, and the middle one is Kedusha Sayyim. Okay? So, on Rosh Hashanah, there are nine brachas. So he says you have the first four, the last four, and the middle one is where you should say Kedusha Sayyim. That's Zechreinus. So in other words, both Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say we have to do it like always. The question, what does always mean? Always means right after Akela Kaddish, which is the fourth bracha, or do we do it in the middle bracha? So that's the argument. And then it says, okay, the Gemara tells a story. When they did the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah in Beis Din in the city of Usham, because remember we learned that Beis Din was exiled. They ended up from Yavne, they ended up in the city of Usham. So what happened was, Yad Rabbi Yechimim Baruch Lefnei Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. He went to be the chazan in the presence of Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, who was the leader of the Jews at that time. Va'asik Rabbi Yechimim Nuri. And he did, like Rabbi Yechimim Nuri of the Mishnah, that says, he did Malchius in the fourth Baruch, and he didn't blow Shofar. He did what Rabbi Yechimim Nuri said. What did Rabbi Yechimim Nuri say in the Mishnah? He says, Kel Malchis Imoim. He did Malchis with Kedushas Hashem in the Bracha of Akel HaKadosh, and he didn't blow Shofar. So he did like Rabbi Yechimim Nuri did in the, said in the Mishnah. Amle Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to this Rabbi Yechimim Ben Breika, Lahayu Nergen came by Yavna. That's not the way they did it in Yavna. Yavna was the earlier place where the Bezdin was. And that's where Rabbi Gamliel was. And Gamliel was in Yavna. So he says, that's not the way they did it in Yavna. How did they do it in Yavna? Like Rabbi Gamliel, like Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah. That you say, Av is Gvur is Kedusha Sayyim, and you do blow. So then the Gemara says, Yayim Sheini. The second day, and the Gemara is going to say what that means, but in the next day of Rosh Hashanah, Yad Rabbi Hanina b'nei Shal Rabbi Yisya Aglili, Rabbi Hanina, the son of Rabbi Yisya Aglili, led the was the chazan. V'asik Rabbi Akiva, and he did like Rabbi Akiva did. That means that you do like Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah. You say of his gvuras kedusha Hashem with malchias kedusha Hashem, like we do it. He did the way we do it. You have the first three brachas, then malchias, and kedusha Hashem in malchias, and then he blew shofar. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to him, yes. That's the way we did it in Yavna. Okay? So basically, what happened was like this. There's a machlekes in our Mishnah. Where do you say Malchus? Rabbi Yechimim Nuri says you say it in the first three brachas and you don't blow. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you say it in the fourth bracha together with Kedusha Sayyim and you do blow. So the first day, Rabbi Yechimim Breika did like Rabbi Yechimim Nuri. So Shimon Gamliel says, you know what? That's not the minig. You don't do like Rabbi Yechimim Nuri. The next day, a different chazan went up, or went down to Davin, and he did like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, oh, that's the way to do it. Okay, that's smart. So Gemara is going to ask, the name of the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva, Svirulei, does Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold like Rabbi Kiva? Because that's what you said. Rabbi Yechimim, the second one, Rabbi Yechimim, Rabbi Hanina, the son of Rabbi Yisya Aglili, did like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, yeah, that's the way to do it. So he asks him, the Gemara asks, V'har Amr Rabbi Kiva says, it says, Malchus im Kedusha Sayyim, Malchus together with Kedusha Sayyim, Amalu, he said. Yet Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Kedusha Sayyim, you say with Zichreinus. And now the Gemara asks as follows, Rabbi Kiva holds, you say Kedusha Sayyim, speaking about today, in Malchus. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, we just learned, you say it in Zichreinus. So how could you say Hosek Rabbi Akiva? Right? So the Gemara answers, Amir Abzeda, it says as follows. What he meant is, should take in the Malchus. He said as follows, he held the Rabbi Akiva that you blow by Malchus. Rabbi Yechim and Nuri and the Mishnah holds, by Malchus you don't blow. In that respect, Rabbi Akiva argues, and said, even by Malchus you blow. Mm-hmm. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you're right, like Rabbi Akiva. But the aspect, where do you say Kedusha Sayyim? Rabbi Akiva says in Malchus, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in Zichreinus, that talk Rabbi Shimon Gamliel didn't agree. So he held like Rabbi Akiva in one aspect, that you blow Shofar, by Malchus, but he didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva that you say it in Malchus. He said, you say Kedusha Sayyim in Zichreinus. Now the Gemara asks a different question. In the story, with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it says, the first day, the first chazan went down, and the second day, the second chazan went down. Mm-hmm. That means how many days Rosh Hashanah did they have?
Two.
I mean, they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, right? So the Gemara says, the Yom Sheni Yad Rabbi Hanina, what does Sheni mean? Ilei Meyom Tev Sheni, if you can say, it means the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it can't be. The Meimer Davru Le'elu, that means Elu at 30 days. Like when there's 30 days, you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, right? But Va'amar Rabbi Hanina Bar Kahana, Miyameis Ezra Ve'elach, from the days of Ezra and onward, Elu was never Mu'ubar. It was never a leap month. So the Gemara is asking a very simple question. How could you say they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah when there was no such thing? The Gemara said they never had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because in order for 2 days Rosh Hashanah to happen, Elul had to have 30 days. And then they made the 30th and the 1st. But that never happened, the Gemara says, from the days of Ezra. So how did you have 2 days Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rav Chista, what is Rav Chista answer? What is second day? It doesn't mean the second day, it means the next year. Next year, Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah was only 1 day. See, the way we have it today, it's a whole different story. Because we have Elul is only 29 days, and we still have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. We have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Aleph and Beis. But in the time of the Gemara, they only had 2 days Rosh Hashanah if Elul became 30 days. Then they had 30th. Like we have Rosh Chodesh 2 days, when the first month is 30 days, and then the second month is one, you know. Even a Chutzlars. But they were all in Eretz Yisrael. Yavna, Usha were all cities in Israel. Today, even in Israel, they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But in those days, they didn't necessarily keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. They kept 1 day. So Gemara said, if they had 1 day Yom Tov, how in the world did he have a Chazan the second day? It wasn't Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara said, Yom Sheni means next year. Not that year.
Why didn't you say next year?
See, he brings down, in Nehemiah they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Ezra's times. It didn't occur again during the time of the second base of Mishra and even the Tanoim. In the time of Amiroim, that's when they start keeping 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara asks a very simple question. It says clearly there was never 2 days Rosh Hashanah from Ezra through their era. That was only in the place where the Beis Din was. Outside Eretz Yisrael, they kept 2 days like every Yom Tov. Okay, now the new Mishnah says, this is a simple Gemara. Well, we'll see exactly what the Gemara means, what the Mishnah means. But the Mishnah is saying, you have Malchias, Zechreinus, and Sheifris. Each bracha must have at least 10 psukim. You don't make less than that. You can have more, but you don't make less than 10 psukim. The Gemara is going to explain. The way we do it is, 3 psukim from Torah, 3 psukim from Nevi'im, 3 psukim from Ksuvim, and then you end off the 10th with a pasuk again from Chumash. That's the way we do. If you look in the Machzor, that's the way it is. So the Mishnah says you don't have less than 10. Now, Abiram and Nuri says, though, Imam is Shalish, if he said 3 of each, he's Yotzer his obligation. Meaning?
9.
No. Oh, well, the Gemara doesn't know what that means, by the way. The Gemara is going to ask, does it mean 9? Or does it mean 3 altogether?
No.
In other words, huh? Does it mean one pasuk of each, or 3 psukim of each? Because then, according to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, you still need 9. So that is such a big argument. But if you say he means 3 altogether, meaning one of each, it's a big argument because he holds 3 altogether and they hold 10 altogether. The Gemara is going to discuss it. But the Gemara asks a very simple question. Why do we have 10? Why is there 10? I mean, there has to be a reason why we do 10 brachas. So the Gemara asks, Hani asara malchis keneged mi. And obviously the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara doesn't only mean 10 malchis. Why 10 malchis, 10 zechreinus, and 10 shefres? The Gemara is asking in all of them. Amar Rablevi said, keneged hasara hilulim, the 10 times hallelujah, the David HaMelech says in Tillim. So the Gemara says, Hilulim tuvahave. In Tillim there's hundreds of hallelujah. So what do you mean 10? He says, no. He means, Hanu dechsiv bo'alu b'seika shefer. In the last parak of Tillim, you know, we say right before Vayivarach David. So it says over there, b'seika shefer. Blowing shefer. And in that perek, there's 10 hallelujahs. In that perek, 150th perek of Tehillim, there's 10 hallelujahs. So that's one opinion. So it's therefore, because the perek speaks about Beseika Shofar, and it says 10 times hallelujah, so therefore we say 10 psukim of praising of Hashem. Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yosef, said no. Can I get asara dibris shenamra lemeshe b'sinai? It corresponds with asara dibris. What does this have to do with Shofar? Because by Matan Torah, they blew Shofar. And there are 10...
Ten
aseret dibris. So therefore, they have 10 psukim of malchus achrayus and shayfus. Rabbi Yechon says, "Kineged asara maimarish shebahem nivra olam," corresponding with the 10 things that Hashem created the world with. Why? Because the world was created in Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, each one connects the number 10 to the inyan of Rosh Hashanah. Mm. Either 10 halalukas in beseika shayfar. Or Aseret Dibris, which were blown with Shofar, which was said with the blowing of the Shofar. Or the next, Rabbi Yochanan says, because Hashem created the world, like it says in Pirkei Avos, Basar Maimaris Nivra Ha'elam, the world was created with 10 sayings. And the world was created in Rosh Hashanah, because Adam Rishon basically was, so therefore you have 10. So the Gemara says, Hey Ninu, what 10 sayings are there when Hashem created the world? So the Gemara answers, Vayemer, because it says, Vayemer Lekim Vayemer, you know, the beginning of creation. So the Gemara says, "Vayemer de Breishis Tishahava." If you count, there's only 9. This is the famous Gemara that how could the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos, "Asada my mother snivra ilam," the world was created with 10 things. When you count, it says 9 times Vayomer Elokim. That's it, not 10. So the Gemara has a very famous answer: "Breishis nami maimeru." When Hashem said "Breishis bar Elokim," that's also an utterance. Why? Because it says, "Bidvar Hashem shemayim nasu." Because Hashem created the world with His saying. Now, what's the Gemara is explaining? Lepoil, the Gemara is explaining, even though Taka doesn't say Vayemer, but it said Bereishit Bara Likim Etz Hashemayim Vesa Oritz, and it said Bevat Hashemayim Shemayim Nas Hashem created the heaven with words. So therefore, it's like Hashem said Vayemer. And the Mefarshim explain, like he brings on over here from the Rishonim, that the Gemara doesn't mean only 10. The Chayra, if the Gemara is proving from the Pesukim, should say 10. Only 10. If you look in our Musaf, we say much more than 10. Not much more. We say more than 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the Gemara is saying at least 10. But you can do more. We can do more in the Shemoneh Esrei. Now, the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said the following thing. In the Mishnah it says, Shalosh Shalosh Mikulam Yatzef. He said 3 and 3 of each. So Gemara says, what does it mean? Does it mean 9 or does it mean 3? Altogether. So Gemara says, Ibarilo, the Gemara asked the Shaila, Eichon Ketani, what does Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri mean? Does it mean Shalosh Min Atayra, Shalosh Min Anaviyim, Shalosh Min Aksuvim, Dahavetesha? That means altogether there's 9. So what's the argument between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri? The Chachamim say 10, right? 3, 3, and 1. And he says
9.
So he could be 9 Echad. And therefore, there's only one difference between them. Or Dilma, does he mean Echad min HaTorah, Echad min HaNaviim, Echad min HaKsuvim, one of each, which is altogether Shalish, v'ikah b'nai Tuv, and there's a lot of a difference. Meaning, is it, in other words, like this, the Chachamim say for sure 10, 10, 10. That's a given. The question is, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri say 9, 9, 9, and therefore there's only a difference of 1 each set. Or does Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri say no, 3, 3, and 3 altogether? So it's a difference of 7 per bracha, which is a difference of 21. So is it a difference of 21 or is it a difference of 3? So Gemara says, Tashma, come, I'll prove it to you. Because it says in the Braise of the Tanya, we learned, in Perchas, in Me'asara Malchis, Me'asara Zechreinis, Me'asara Shefris, Vim Amar Sheva Mikulam Yatza. And if he says 7 of each, you're Yatza. Why? Keneged Shiva Rakim, corresponding with the 7 heavens. In other words, this Braisa argues in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says minimum 10. This Braisa is saying minimum 7. But then it says, Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri Yomer, HaPeches, the one that does least, LeYivches Misheva, should not do less than 7. V'mama Shalosh Mikulam, and if he says 3 of each of them, Keneged Teira Neviim Eksuvim, or Keanim Leviim and Yisraelim, Yaitze Yoyaitze. What does it mean? Well, so you see clearly that according to Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, in this Braith at least, he says 3, 3, 3. Not 999. Because Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri says clearly, the first opinion says 7. He comes along and says, if you say 3, you're Yoytze. So obviously Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri holds that you could say 3, 3, 3, and which is 9. And Amar Avon Amar Shmuel, Aloha Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri. Aloha Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri. To us it doesn't matter because we don't pass on like that. No, we don't pass on. Our minig is we say 10, 10, 10 anyway. But we don't even say 10, 10, 10. We say more than 10. But according to Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, B'di'evid Yoyetze, if you say 3 psukim of Torah, 3 psukim of Malchus, 3 psukim of Zechrein, 3 psukim of Shefres. According to Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, you say 1 pasuk of Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. We say 3 Torah, 3 Nevi'im, 3 Ksuvim, and finish the 10th with Torah. Okay, now the Mishnah continues. A new Mishnah. So, all the way at the bottom of the page of Lamed Beis. Now, we learned in the previous Mishnah, you say 10 psukim of Malchus, Zechrenius, and Shefres. Now, there is, so to speak, I mean, it's a funny word to use, there's good psukim, and there's bad psukim. Not chas v'shalom bad psukim. There are psukim that speak bad, punishment, and there are psukim that speak only good. So the Mishnah is going to discuss that you only say psukim of good things, you don't say psukim of punishment. And the Gemara is going to give examples of punishment psukim of Malchus, Zechrenius, and Shefres. So the Mishnah is saying, the Mishnah coming up is saying, that the psukim that we say in the Mus of Shemoneh Esrei are only good ones. I mean speaking good about the Yidden. And it says as follows. We don't say psukim of punishment. Why? It's very simple. And Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to awaken Hashem's kindness, Hashem's chesed. So you don't want to speak about psukim of punishment. We don't want to give any brainstorms. Then it says, Maschu b'teira u'mashlam b'navi. When you say the psukim, this is the way he says. You start with Chumash, Psukim, and you end with Navi, Psukim. Rabbi Yasi says no. Im Hishlam B'Teira, Yatsa. And the Gemara is going to change this. The Gemara is going to change it, because the Gemara is going to say, you do end with Teira, like we do. You say three Psukim of Chumash, three Psukim of Navi, three Psukim of Ksuvim, and the last Pasuk is the Pasuk of Teira again. So the Gemara asks, what are cases of these psukim of punishment that we don't say? So Gemara says, Malchus, what is an example of psukim of Malchus of punishment? So he gives examples. It says, Kagain, Chai ani num Hashem. In the meaning, Hashem says, I swear by my name. Im lei biyad chazaka, if not with a strong hand. Ubizrei neitui astrid sharm. Ube chemesh fucha, with an outpouring of fury. Em lech aleichem, I'm going to ruin you. Hashem says to the Jews, listen, I'm going to ruin you, rule you, whether you like it or not. You know, so to speak, bad against the Jews. If the Jews don't want to accept Hashem, Hashem has to say, listen, I'm going to do it anyway. It's not nice. And he says, Alpha Gav Da'amid Rav Nachman, even though what Rav Nachman says about this pasuk is, Ki kol hay rizcha liyirtach, kud shibirichu alon v'lefrukune, even though it says, Hashem would bring his anger upon us and redeem us. In other words, as follows.
By Moshe Rabbeinu also, Rabbeinu Shlom changed his mind.
No, 1 second. The Pasuk says, what the Gemara is saying as follows. Rav Nachman says, this Pasuk is really good. Because the Psukim before says, the Eden wanted to be like the Goyim. The Eden wanted to be like the Goyim. So Hashem said, Hashem responded to that. He said, listen, Jews, I'm not going to let you be like the Goyim. Whether you like it or not, you're my nation, and I'm going to rule over you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Belapel, that's good. It's not bad. But nevertheless, the Gemara says, even though Rav Nachman interprets the Pasuk to mean good, that even though Hashem says, I'm not going to let you be like the Goyim, and whether you like it or not, I'm going to be a king, you're going to be a special nation, nevertheless, Kivin the Berizcha Amar, the fact that the Torah uses, you know, anger in that, we don't want to mention any wrath of Hashem at all on Rosh Hashanah.
Mm.
Even though the wrath ends up to be good, because Hashem says, you're going to be my nation regardless, Hashem says, I don't want to do it. Then the Gemara says, where do you have a punishment psukim of Zechreinus? So it says, Vayizke kivasir hema. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem says, I remember that they're flesh. Meaning, it speaks about when the Jews, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim, but it speaks about all the Jews complaining in the Midbar. Always when the Jews complained in the Midbar. So Hashem said, you know, remember you guys are a bunch of hunk of meat, you know? So again, it's a bad remembrance of the Jews in a negative way. Shefar, what is it, you know, Shefar? Like it says, Tiku Shefar Begiva. Meaning, it says, blow Shefar and Giva because the enemy is coming after you. So these are all psukim that deal with negativity of punishment against the Jews. So the Gemara says, we don't mention any such psukim on Rosh Hashanah. But he says, then the Gemara continues and says, Avulim Balaim and Malchizikarim Veshefer Shalpirani Shalpirani. But if you want to see psukim that deal with Hashem's anger and punishment against the Goyim, Omer, that you could say. Because it's not bad for the Jews, it's good for the Jews. And the Gemara gives examples. Malchis, where do you find psukim of Malchis, Hashem, that Hashem is against the Goyim? Because it says, Hashem Moloch, Hashem is king, Yegezu Amim, let the nations tremble. So in other words, Hashem is saying, let the nations tremble for me. Yeah, so that's good for the Jews, bad for the Goyim, but you could say it. Or Hashem Melech Elam Vod, Hashem is a king forever of the Goyim Me'artzi. Hashem made the Goyim perish from his land. So even though again this is negative for the Goyim, but it's good, you're allowed to say it. What is Zechreinis? Like it says, Zecher Hashem Levnei Edim. But also in Tilim, he says remembrance Hashem of the offspring of Edim, which is again against the Goyim. Shefer, where do you find psukim of Shefer against, you know, the Goyim? Because it says, Hashem alakim v'shefer yiska, Hashem will blow Shefer, v'halach b'saris teiman, and when you go forth in southern tempests, and it says, Hashem tzvok is yogin aleim, Hashem will protect the Jews from the Goyim. What does it mean? It means Hashem will punish the Goyim for worshipping idols, and yet Hashem at the same time will protect the Jews. So the Gemara says as follows, that the fact that Hashem, the psukim that deal with Hashem's punishment against Jews, even if it's interpreted for good, but the fact that there's wrath and anger mentioned in the Pasuk, even though Rav Nachman interpreted the Pasuk for good, you don't say it. Because regardless, you don't want to say wrath of Hashem and Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah to the Jews. It's brought down interesting, the Rebbe said millions of times that on Rosh Hashanah, it's very bad to speak anything bad against another Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the day of judgment,
mm-hmm.
and Hashem is judging the people, it's very bad in any way whatsoever to say something bad against another Jew.
Every year, every day,
I know every day you shouldn't say something bad, but I'm saying you have to be more careful on Rosh Hashanah because it's a day Hashem is judging us. The day Hashem is judging us, you have to be more careful.
Shouldn't say the words bad.
Yeah. On Rosh Hashanah, you have to be very careful.
Is that the day we don't talk?
Well, you minimize talking. In fact, even on Rosh Hashanah, if you look in the Avinu Malkeinu's, you know, that we just said on the confess day, the first Avinu Malkeinu, even before Ein Lanu Melech Ala'ata, is Avinu Malkeinu Chatana Lefanecha. Avinu Malkeinu, we sin before you. On Rosh Hashanah, you don't say it. Even that, you leave out on Rosh Hashanah. And then it says a few more in the... Let me just sit here a second. In the Avinu Malkeinu, there's two more phrases about sin that we also omit. It says in the city, you don't say in Rosh Hashanah. Here, Slachum Ocholocha Avinusenu, forgive all our sins, and Mechev Ahavir Pshayinu Minegir Enecha, erase our sins, and the third, Mechev erase all our debts, or our sins. We don't even want to mention to Hashem, and Yom Kippur we say this, because Yom Kippur it's keep Kapar and Slicha. Mm-hmm. But in Rosh Hashanah, we don't even want to mention to Hashem the concept of sins at all. Huh? Depends. If you're a tzaddik, you're already written up on Rosh Hashanah. If you're a Rasha, you got time. Beinoni is Hashem waits until Yom Kippur to see what you're going to do.
And Tanya says, well, the Averroes is put on hold after you do Shuvah until Yom Kippur.
Right.
Why don't you mention?
Because Yom Kippur forgives it.
So you shouldn't be asking for forgiveness here?
No, not in Rosh Hashanah, because in Rosh Hashanah, we don't even want to mention any negativity, even of sin. It's one of the reasons why you don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah, because Eges equals 17, which is the numerical value of the word chet. We don't even want to eat nuts that have the same numerical value as something that means sin.
Indirectly.
Even though the word tev also equals 17.
Yeah.
But the fact that chet equals 17, we don't want to have any. So the Gemara says, any pasuk that mentions any anger, wrath, anything against the we leave it out. If it's about the Jews. Even though that the Reb Nachman interpreted the pasuk for good, you still don't do it.
So what are we davening for
then? Huh?
What are we davening for?
To make Hashem king over the world.
So on day of judgment, nothing about the sin?
No. In the Hasidic approach to Rosh Hashanah, nothing to do with judgment.
Other people do?
Yeah, but they live in Pico. the people over here, I'm serious. Rosh Hashanah, according to Chassidus, is Melech HaKadosh, Melech HaLalim Kula Bechvedei, V'yeda Kopol Ki'ata Pa'altei, Melech HaKalim Kula Bechvedecha. I mean, it's the whole thing of David to becoming king. That's the concept of Rosh Hashanah. Because it's a very simple thing. If Rosh Hashanah commemorates the original Rosh Hashanah, what happened on the first Rosh Hashanah? Adam Rishon proclaimed God as king. Like we learned, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, you know, all the thing, Hashem Malach, Geres, Lavish, Lavish, you know, let's go to make Hashem the king.
He's an enemy of the king.
He's the king whether we like it or not. No, but there's no question that he's the but Hashem says, in order to have a melech, there's a difference between meishel and melech. Meishel is against your will.
Yeah.
Melech is that the people accept the king. That's the concept of a coronation of the king. So meishel is a dictator. Melech is a king that you accept upon yourself a king.
Mm.
And that's the difference. A dictator you don't have to accept upon yourself.
No.
He rules you. Melech means the people accept the person as the king.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the union of Hashem of Melech. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah, by us proclaiming Hashem as king, Hashem becomes our king.
I have the free choice.
Yep. And then the Gemara continues to say, the maskin is ikon shel yochid. When you mention the psukim of remembrance, you mention the psukim of collective, communal remembrance, not individuals. And it says, afilu l'teva, even if the pasuk is good, but you don't talk about individuals. Because in Rosh Hashanah, you have to talk about the communal. Hashem is Jews. Again, what's a good pasuk, for instance? Zachreini Hashem b'tzein amecha. Remember me, Hashem, b'tzein amecha, when you show your people favor. Which a pasuk that says, God, do me a favor, when you remember the Jews for good, remember me. That's an individual request. You don't do individual requests in Rosh Hashanah. Or, Zachar li elekai l'teva. God, remember me for the good. Remember me for the good. Why? Because in Rosh Hashanah, we need to include all the Jews together. Because if you deal with individuals, then Hashem looks at you as an individual and doesn't work too well. That the Gemara says, in the Pesukim that we have to mention remembrances, Zichrein, there's also, the Gemara says, the word Pakad also means remembrance. Like it says, Hashem remembered Sarah. Hashem Pakad Sarah. He says, again, Hashem Pakad Sarah. Or Pakad Pakad Tiyaschem, I remember you. Devar Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi holds that even if it doesn't say clearly zikaring, if it says pokadati, it's also remembrance. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, einik zechreinis. It's different. Okay? It's two different words, it's two different roots, and it means two different things. Okay? He says as follows. At the bottom he explains, because Pakaid is a temporary remembrance, and Zachar is a more of a permanent remembrance. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if we're asking Hashem to remember us, we don't want a temporary, a little bit remembrance. We want to remember us a lot. So therefore, that's the Pesukim. But the Gemara asks a question. According to Rabbi Yosi, granted Bigdainus is like Zechreinus, but Hashem Pakad Asara, in the Psukim of Mal Zechreinus, we say the Pasuk Hashem Pakad Asara. Hashem remembered Sara. And Lechere, that's an individual. And we just got you saying that you don't do an individual remembrance. So the Gemara answers, Kivan the Asad Abamine, because all the Jews came out from Sara. It's kadam dami, it's like a multitude. Meaning, because it's not stam, an individual sada. We're talking about Hashem Pakad a sada that Yitzchak was born. And all the Jews came from Yitzchak. So therefore it's considered a public remembrance. Okay, we'll stop here.